It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. The deadline to register to vote in Indiana has arrived. In Illinois, you have one more day after today. Today is the final day that Hoosiers can register to vote for the November 4th general election. Tomorrow's the deadline in Illinois. Indiana voters can register at their county clerk's offices and other government facilities, as well as BMV branches, except they're closed today, so you won't be able to vote register there today. Voters in Indiana can also register by mail, but the forms must be postmarked by today. As of late last week, more than 4.4 million people were registered to vote in Indiana. That's nearly 70% of the state's population. The previous record for a presidential election was 4.2 million. Today is also the first day for early voting in Indiana. It's a bad time to be waiting for money from Illinois state government. The state is having trouble paying bills, and the problem is expected to get worse over the next few months. Sean Crawford reports.
Illinois' Comptroller Dan Hines says the state's cash position is the weakest it's ever been at this point in a fiscal year. That could signal a looming financial crisis ahead as the state tries to play catch-up. Medicaid is now so expensive that last year the Blagojevich administration held off paying hundreds of millions of dollars in health care vouchers until a new fiscal year began. In other words, a large chunk of money earmarked for spending in this budget cycle instead went to pay overdue bills from the last one. Comptroller Hines says it's been going on for years, but says it gives a false view of the state's true financial picture. He says what makes this year disturbing is the magnitude of the problem and the expectation it will only get worse. That's because tax revenues are falling short of estimates. The comptroller says looking forward, doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, and others waiting for state payments will likely face significant delays. As state government tries to get control of health care spending, it might also impact other areas that rely on state funding. I'm Sean Crawford.
The deadline for nearly 153,000 Illinois residents to file their 2007 income tax returns and receive economic stimulus payments is approaching. State officials say most of the people are low-income seniors and disabled veterans who ordinarily don't file income tax returns. The deadline is October 15th. The executive director of the Center for Economic Progress says the stimulus offers an important income boost during a financially trying time. Congress passed the economic stimulus package last February. A highly publicized Missouri case involving a teenager's suicide has resulted in a new Illinois law. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The case involved a 13-year-old Missouri girl who hung herself after receiving harsh messages she thought were from a boy over the social networking site MySpace. The story made national headlines when it turned out the messages had actually been sent by the mother of another teen. The mother faces federal charges in the case. The new Illinois law makes it a felony if an adult uses the internet to harass a minor. Republican Representative Sid Mathias of Buffalo Grove was the sponsor.
When we say, you know, the old saying about sticks and stones, we've obviously seen in Missouri that the words can hurt you. And if they're of a harassing nature, I think it should be punishable.
Mathias says phone harassment's already an Illinois crime, and he sees no difference when harassment is done via the web. The law covers internet bullying as well as sexual solicitations. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
If Indiana voters next month select Democratic candidate Jo Long Thompson as the state's first female governor, a 56-year-old farmer and airline pilot will become its first gentleman. Don Thompson has kept a low profile during his wife's campaigns, but says he's ready to embrace the active role of first gentleman. He's a former member of the Indiana National Guard, and he told the Journal-Gazette of Fort Wayne that he'd like to focus on issues affecting soldiers and veterans and promote renewable energy. Don Thompson met his future wife in 1993 when she was in Congress, and he went to Washington to lobby for the Air National Guard base in Fort Wayne. They married 2 years later and live in a farmhouse across the field where from Don Thompson grew up near the northern Indiana town of Argus. A staff meteorologist with Northern Illinois University says the state is primed to see brilliant fall color this season. Gilbert Sebensti works at NIU. He says there was an ample rainfall this summer and that should produce spectacular color changes in foliage. The meteorologist says leaves should start changing colors next weekend. He says this year trees weren't overly stressed. That should make good conditions for autumn colors. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us again. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom.
Not much fall color just yet in our part of the of Illinois, but it's going to happen soon, we think.
It sure is. It's all depending on the light, how much daylight we have, and it's slowly slipping away, and I think our peak around here is around the 15th to the 20th of October, depending on how the conditions are. So we're heading toward the peak of the fall color. You see a few trees beginning to turn around town, but we have a beautiful day in store for the two-state region today.
And after that, not so much.
Yeah, we'll have some showers, I think, Tuesday and Wednesday, and I think Thursday, Friday, and Saturday should be dry, which is good news. The farmers are out there trying to get some harvest done and have a great day today, and I think a good part of the tomorrow will be dry as well, but we'll have some showers and thunderstorms begin moving in. I had a storm system coming on shore across California and Oregon over the weekend, moved across the Intermountain West, gave them some high elevation snows, and yesterday gave Childress, Texas, two